In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think what we can look at from cotton's perspective is there are certainly a lot of things to like about the bill. It does have a good commodity title to it in terms of cotton. Again, while we're waiting on a few of the details to come out, we know that it maintains the general structure of the type of support that we had under the 2002 Farm Bill in terms of combination of the marketing loan, direct payment, and the target price at levels that are at or close to the levels that we had in the 2002 Farm Bill. It also makes some adjustments to the determination of the adjusted world price, which are changes we sought, and then also includes some much needed support for our U.S. textile industry.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think as we look at what Congress has done, while there are many things that we feel good about in terms of provisions that are in the Farm Bill, there are some changes that are included in the bill that obviously give us some concern because there are significant changes to payment limits and program eligibility. Specifically, some of the changes that occurred to the income means test will be difficult for some of our members to meet those means tests to be eligible for program benefits. So we do understand there's some things to be concerned with, but I think we also have to understand the constraints Congress is working in and the push for reform that was coming from the other side as well.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
An action alert go out that will go to all our members as well as agribusiness contacts and really calling on our members to contact their representatives and senators by phone, either directly to their office or to the legislative assistant, and urge their support and urge their vote for the conference package.